As beloved Shahara speaks his heart to us, we thank him and love him and bless him for his constant happiness that he pours forth and has poured forth through the years. Now we ask him to intensify it around us that we may give it to others, so that he may do everything possible through us at this time. Beloved ones of the Blessed Saint Germain's family, I bring you good news tonight, I hope, because I'm going to remind you again of my promise long, long ago that I would help you in that preparation of the outer self, wherein one day we can come to you in the visible, tangible presence, as tangible as you are with each other. And I wish you to understand that the preparation for our visible, tangible presence is a gradual raising of the outer self through the months and years of preparation to the point where you can stand the step up in the vibratory action of our radiation when we come. Because until you experience something of this sort, you cannot quite realize how far apart we are sometimes in vibratory action, not in our love, but you are functioning in conditions out here that are very, very far removed from ours. I'm quite sure you understand that. But if you will remember, in the very first explanation of your calls for our visible, tangible presence, I reminded you our hearing was very good. Remember? But that it was you who needed the call, not us. And so, beloved ones, as you call for our visible, tangible presence, will you always think within yourselves of the things you can do to the outer self to keep it purified and harmonized to the point where our presence can come to you as soon as possible. Now, the whole thing depends on the amount of purification of the outer self. I mean the purification of the mind, the feelings, the physical flesh structure, inside and out. Because purity must be established to a certain point in the flesh structure before we could come and release power enough of the sacred fire in and around you to do for you what we want to do when we do come. So if I remind you of some of these things tonight, it is because, as you used to say in children when you're playing games, you're getting hot. Remember? You get near a thing. Well, you are getting nearer, but we'd like to have you nearer still. Now, we do not want to sensitize you to the point where you become more sensitive to discord just as well as to harmony. So you are the one who must take the command that your beloved I Am presence purifies you, inner and outer, and that your mighty I Am presence sensitizes you to its own perfection and our octave of perfection, and makes you absolutely adamant and unyielding to anything that is of human discord. You see, the strength must come within you to be on guard, and so you repel destructive conditions instead of sensing them. Oh, if you want to become sensitive, that's all right, provided you're sensitive to the perfection of your presence. But to just sensitize the outer self without discriminating and definitely saying to what you want to be sensitive would be a very great mistake, because to just sensitize the outer self would open you broadside to many destructive forces that you don't even know exist. Now, there are many, many, many people on this earth who are tremendously sensitive, but absolutely bent on nothing but destruction. And therefore, in your preparation for our presence, visible and tangible, to come to you from time to time, you must become more sensitized to our greater vibratory action. And therefore, in demanding purification of the outer self, it is that there may be removed from your mental and feeling world, and even from the physical flesh structures of your bodies, there be removed the substance that destructive forces can use. If you become sensitive enough to feel them. So absolute invincible purity is imperative. Purity of the mind, purity of the feelings, purity of the physical flesh body, inside and out, and the purification of the atmosphere about you. For purity is the first law of perfection. And purity and obedience are one. And since we are quite anxious to come to you as soon as possible, I am here tonight to give every possible assistance to your accomplishment that will consume the veil from your side of life. And let us come to you from time to time and pour into your outer activities our power to help you accomplish your victory more quickly and help you to give others the assistance which must come to them through this I Am activity. So I'm sure you won't mind if I prod you once in a while. I'll visit you when I do. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, I want to take up something tonight in order to see that you all understand thoroughly the action of the cosmic law. In regard to the Ascent of Masters retreats of the world, each one contains within it a focus of the sacred fire. And one or more of the ascended host is constantly on guard within that retreat and around it. I want you to know the truth of these conditions and become used to it, so that when we come in the visible, tangible body, there'll be no surprise about it. You will have been prepared and feel perfectly natural in our association. I assure you, we will bring you only joy. But I want you to be on guard against the lies that are told in the outer world about the retreats of the Ascended Masters. Now, let me tell you something. There is no unascended being on this earth that can take you to the retreat of an ascended master. No one in the unascended state is ever brought into an ascended master's retreat without the escort of an ascended being. And anybody that says anything else doesn't tell the truth. I think I make myself unmistakably plain. There are channels of the outer world that don't care any more about telling the truth than a lamppost. And they seem to have a most unusual capacity for untruth. So I am warning you now, giving you the protection and the knowledge that no one may fool you. Instead of the outer world coming to our retreats at this time, we are trying to prepare a group of people to whom we can come in the classroom. We've told you this from the beginning of this work. But let me tell you something. You know, there's always a counterfeit for something that is good and true to begin with. Somebody always cooks up something that's an imitation. Well, you know, it's really a very bad thing to counterfeit, isn't it? According to your human law, it is everywhere. Divine law, too. And God help those who claim to be ascended beings or claim to have the power to take individuals to ascended beings and only hoodwink the public. These laws are absolute. This truth is real and eternal. The law acts with invincible precision and invincible perfection. The hour comes when we have to come in the visible, tangible body. To settle certain turmoil in the outer and to protect that which is constructive. The preparation has to be made. The victory must come. And we are preparing you ahead of time to give you every possible assistance so everything is perfectly natural and normal and wonderful, as it should be. So in that which is to come, we want you to be such a happy part of it that your preparation will never be strain nor struggle. And if you continue to use your violet consuming flame and demand invincible purity in yourselves, and through yourselves and around yourselves in preparation for our visible, tangible presence, when that reaches a certain point, there are longer no veils between. And when we come in the visible, tangible body, we can do for you things that are never done except in that visible, tangible body. Because we raise you to our attunement for a certain power that enables you to go forth and handle conditions in the outer world always successfully. So I just wanted to have a few moments visit with you tonight to let you know I haven't left the earth. And I am still one of beloved Saint Germain's right-hand beings, whoever stands with his family of light to give you every possible happiness and perfection your heart could desire and raise you to his glory, or help you to raise to his glory as rapidly as the cosmic law will permit. Thank you. thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? A thing that I think will help you greatly is to take your stand at night when you go to sleep and in the morning when you awaken, that you're going to live that day as if someone of the ascended host was to come and be with you for the day's work or activity. And if you will get in the habit of this, of it, preparing for us, expecting us, calling to us, and holding the picture of our presence, who are you to say what day we will arrive? Thank you, precious ones. You remember the beloved Saint Germain saying, to expect a thing is a very powerful activity and manifests always. You remember that? Well, if you expect us, prepare for us, acknowledge us, and live with us by your attention upon that which we do, and that which we want you to do in order to accomplish the victory, you expect that and keep on expecting it, it will happen just as sure as you expect it. So I want you to anticipate the joy, the victory, the arrival, on the attainment and use of the power of the sacred fire that enables us to come to you as quickly as possible. I told you before, the door is not locked from our side of life. It is you who must unlock the door from your side of life. And wherever these conditions have been fulfilled, my dear ones, we have come to individuals down through the centuries, and we always will. Whenever the outer self of an individual complies with the requirements of the cosmic law of our presence with it. And I want to issue a warning tonight to the student body. Do not expect this law to act for you if privately and in secret you keep your attention on things that are not the purity of our octave. You cannot live in the unconventionalities of life and maintain purity. And I want to say something about this because there has been so much flagrant abuse of outer world conditions that we must bring the people back to the balance of decency. The conventionalities of life were established by the ascended masters in the beginning to be a break upon mankind's animal nature and to keep human beings from acting like animals. Therefore, the refinement, the culture, the restraint, and the ideal of living as the Ascended Masters established it is, after all, the Ascended Masters' way of life. And we can no longer give protection to individuals who, knowing of our presence and knowing this law, privately prefer to live the opposite. You cannot disregard the conventionalities of life and have either our protection or our supply or our help. Cosmic law demands certain requirements. And through a soiled garment, the light of the presence does not shine. And if people think on impure things in secret, they will find the cosmic law will reward them openly by their corresponding conditions in the outer. So when I have pled for 25 years for the preparation by which we might come to you, it is that we may close the door of eternity upon the very things that are destroying mankind today throughout the world. And so, beloved ones, the hour is approaching when it is going to be necessary for us to come, if you are to have protection and supply. And therefore, we are urging you to make every preparation possible for our presence, that we may do for you the greatest service possible and to help you help others. So, we are not coming just to gratify your own desires or for our enjoyment. We are coming to render a service to the world. And we have to render that through some group of unascended beings. And we can't do it through impurity. So in preparation for our presence with you, visible and tangible, the requirements of the cosmic law will always remain the same. The cosmic law never changes to suit human beings' likes or dislikes, nor even in emergencies. The law is the law. It is immutable. It is eternal. But it is good. It never changes because of individuals. And the law I speak of is the law of energy and vibration, which acts always at the direction of the great beings who have created and whose life sustains this system of worlds. So from tonight, I hope you will enjoy with us your preparation for our presence as much as we have enjoyed coming to you to help you prepare for us. Thank you so much, precious ones. And I assure you, beloved ones, once we come, just once, you will never be the same again. Isn't that nice to anticipate? Thank you, precious ones. We come to help you be better in every way, to make you stronger, to give you more happiness, make you more invincible, to clothe you with power to accomplish greater victories in your outer world service for the freedom of mankind. So from tonight, if you wish to be aware of my presence, ask your mighty I Am presence to prepare the outer self each day so that it brings you nearer to the condition into which I can come and give you the greatest help possible from day to day. And so I enfold you in the mantle of my cosmic light substance and sacred fire love, that it may abide with you and help to prepare you as quickly as possible for our meeting and our enjoyment of the activity we are all to give in the service of beloved Saint Germain and the mighty Jesus and all the great ones who are now giving every possible assistance to those who face the mighty I Am presence, the great God presence of life at this time, and are turning Godward so that the hordes of the shadows may be forever removed from every life stream. So in the enfolding sacred fire and cosmic light substance of our love to you all, it is to enfold you and purify and raise every condition in you and around you as rapidly as possible till that moment when we come and go through the atmosphere as you do on your highways. Because we do not use vehicles of transportation unless, of course, we chose to use an airship. I am just hinting. Thank you, precious ones. There are many wonderful things waiting to bless you. We want you to have them, and we want to help you grow into the use of them as quickly as possible. So we enfold you tonight in all that you can accept and use of the sacred fire and cosmic light substance of our love, and may it forever abide with you and continue to purify and raise the vibratory action of you and your world until the door opens, and we stand beside you and we smile at you, and never again will there be veils between. Thank you so much with all our love. Thank you, beloved Sha'ara. With all our hearts, love and gratitude for your love and your blessing and your happiness to us. May we always be aware of your presence and be worthy of your tangible presence in the outer as quickly as possible. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible purity from the heart of creation that we live, move, and have our beings within a sun presence of its sacred fire and forever there abide. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever cosmic purity enables all under this radiation to be in the visible, tangible presence of the ascended host as soon as possible. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Sha'ara, and beloved Astrea, Daddy dear, and mighty Saint Germain, beloved Jesus, all the great ones. We thank you with all our love for eternity, for your love for us and all that you do for us constantly. Hold us close in the victory of your own heart's flame, and see there are no longer veils between. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Toans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the sacred fire from the heart of creation, of invincible purity, blaze it without reservation, and put an end to mankind's human creation everywhere forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence, and blessed Shara and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame of the great central sun's invincible purity, blaze it without reservation till it is the only presence manifesting in this world for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activities of the sacred fire of immortal purity necessary to bring these manifestations into the outer activities of mankind for eternity. And we thank you.